10 party leaders lined up in an RTE television studio for over 2 hours last night and debated the economy, climate, housing, immigration, all in a bid to convince you to vote for them on Friday week. Journalists from outside of RTE were welcomed in to watch it all, and afterwards our reporter Kate Varley got reaction from them and from some of the candidates.
And that is all from the Upfront team for tonight. Thanks to all our leaders for a robust debate.
As the closing credits rolled on this first major set piece of the general election campaign, the reaction was already starting to pour in.
I think realistically, after a couple of weeks in the campaign of Micheál Martin and Simon Harris having jibes and digs and barbs at each other, they finally found something that they can unite on, and that is their opposition to Sinn Féin.
From the debate media room, this was the snap review from the Irish Times political correspondent Jennifer Bray.
Sinn Féin's pitch to the voters is very, very clear. There's been 100 years of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and that now it's time for change. Very similar to their 2020 message. So I think the sharpest exchanges came between the government parties and Sinn Féin, and it was harder for the smaller parties to actually make a breakthrough in this debate or get their voices heard. But I think most of them will be happy enough with how they did.
I thought it was a very fair debate.
As they were leaving RTE, most of the party leaders were keen to present their version of just how they fared during the debate. Fine Gael leader Simon Harris was keen to shake off the view that he and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin were speaking with one voice.
Well, I suppose you would imagine two people who have both led the government would defend the government with the government's record. Both parties have published costed manifestos. We did ours yesterday. And there are clear policy differences in it. And that's a good thing. Well, I think what's apparent to the Irish people, if they had the stamina for that long debate, and it was long and late on a Monday evening, I think there's definitely clear choices on offer there.
Very happy that we're really debating now the issues of substance.
From Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin, there was praise for the debate format. And there was also more criticism of Sinn Féin for its lack of a manifesto, which is due to be published today.
I thought there was a lack of clarity from Sinn Féin, and I think it was just extraordinary, really, that they had no manifesto in advance, because I think the people deserve that. I think it was insulting to the people that they didn't publish their manifesto, and particularly in advance of a national debate.
Meanwhile, Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman insisted his voice had not been lost in the 10-person scrum.
Absolutely, I made the key points that the Green Party are focused on in this election, that investment in public transport, rolling out support for families.
Do you think you'd be more robust? Was 10 of them in there?
No, absolutely. I think I'm robust enough, and I was able to deliver the key elements of the Green Party, of the Green Party message.
Labour leader Ivana Bacic, meanwhile, repeated her preference for a post-election partnership with other left-wing parties.
Well, as I've said consistently, I believe the best way to deliver on our vision for change and our Labour values is to do so from a position of collective strength, from a critical mass of numbers. And that's why the first people I will talk to, once the people have spoken and the election is over, I will speak with other leaders of other parties who share our vision and our values.
As he was leaving, Independent Ireland leader Michael Collins accused some of the other leaders of not being honest with voters.
Every one of those parties want, in my view, mislead people by saying we'll build 30,000, 40,000, 50, I think, as I say, Labour a million, over 10 years, 100,000. They're not going to deliver. And I'd like to think that they could, but if the infrastructure isn't put in place, they won't be able to deliver.
For Keane O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats, the debate raised questions about certain parties' spending promises versus their record in government.
I think it went well. I think we saw a lot of promises coming from the government parties, and you're wondering why didn't they do these things over the last few years. I don't think, for example, in housing that Fine Gael have had 14 years now on it.
AIMTU leader Pather Tobin, meanwhile, directed much of his criticism towards some of the smaller parties after they indicated they would consider entering government.
Many of the parties who are posing as change still couldn't rule out actually bringing Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael back into government, which is incredible as well. And I think it's really important before the elections that everybody puts their card on the table in relation to that. I do think also the government's promises, were laid bare today as having no basis and actually being very cynical.
And a final word to the leader of People Before Profit, Richard Boyd Barrett, who had this to say about the debate.
Well, fair play to anybody who's still staying up watching after two and a half hours of that. But look, the only thing I'd really say is that there's a bit of fake game going on with the government parties who've been hanging in there for the last 5 years and now are kind of throwing a few digs at each other over policy. But in fact, they have hung in and they're now saying they're going to offer solutions that they have failed to offer. I think today just confirms, again, there's real no difference between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and that we need a clear alternative to them.
The leader of Solidarity, People Before Profit, Richard Boyd Barrett, ending that report by Kate Varley. Mary Lou MacDonald was invited to comment after the debate. She wasn't available, neither was Joan Collins. Well, we are joined now this morning by Irish Times columnist Justine McCarthy and Aidan Regan of UCD School of Politics and International Relations. You're both very welcome indeed. Justine, overall, as the debate to help inform voters of what choice to make on Friday week, how would you assess it?
I would be surprised if that debate changed the voting intentions of many people who watched it. I think because of the format of the debate and the sheer size of it, it was not possible to scratch below the surface of so many issues had to be gone through. And with 10 people in the studio, it was very difficult to get beyond the sound bites and the policy proposals that we've already heard about. I think one of the problems with modern television debating is that it has become so slick, that the participants are so extensively briefed and they already know what their answers are going to be regardless of what the questions are. And I think there was a moment very early on, actually, when Padraig Tobin, the first time he spoke, he said, we're 10 minutes into this and nobody has given a straight answer. Mind you, he then went on to purportedly answer the question he was asked. And at the end of it, Micheál Martin said, you know, we're none the wiser what his position is on this. Also with the television debate, you're very influenced by the optics. And the minute you look at this, you see the two former partners in government standing side by side, almost identically dressed conservatively in the navy suits and the ties and the shirts.
And we should say where they were standing was drawn by lots.
So by lots, was, yes. Yeah. And at one stage, we actually could hear them speaking to each other while Katie Hannan was speaking, which again sort of emphasised that impression that they are of one mind and everybody else was against them.
Aidan, you're very welcome to the programme. In your mind, watching that debate, who do you think did well, who didn't perform as well as they could have or should have?
Well, I thought, given the format, it was very difficult for the smaller parties and the smaller centre-left parties to kind of find their voice in the debate. Although I thought Padraig Tobin did well and Richard Boyd Barrett in the second half of the debate. I suppose Micheál Martin came across very well, as always. He's a very good communicator. He's very articulate. He's good on the detail. Not so sure about Simon Harris. There was a sense that he was a bit edgy, a bit on edge and interrupting people. Mary Lou MacDonald, I think, came across very well. She kind of stuck to her script. She didn't quite answer the questions, but she got across the message and narrative of Sinn Féin, which was a broadly kind of left of centre populist narrative. And I suspect that would stick. So overall, I think the government parties would be very happy. They did. I agree totally with Justine. They came across as a unified force, and the positioning of them almost solidified that. And it was kind of it emerged into a debate of it's either those two or Sinn Féin plus something else. And I think that came across pretty clear in the debate.
Who didn't do well, Aidan?
Well, I just think that the smaller centre-left parties, perhaps the Labour Party, Sock Dems, I think they just struggled to find their voice in the debate. And it could have been the format in the sense that they were perhaps less willing to interrupt and less willing to kind of shout across each other and to get the message there. But also in terms of how they answered the question on who they would go into government, I think that kind of threw them off for the rest of the debate, because I think, as Padraig Tobin pointed out in your clip there, they represented themselves as parties of change, but they were not really willing to specify who their first preference would be as a new government, but that would obviously be Sinn Féin. So they were clearly keeping the door open that they wanted to talk to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. That makes sense numerically, of course, because the voters will decide who speaks to who. and it's a numbers game after the election. But I think that did throw them off a bit, because it was very hard for them to present themselves as the party of change in the way that Sinn Féin were able to do.
Justine, in terms of how people will vote on November the 29th, many people will have already made up their minds. Many people will not. And I wonder, those for whom the state is not delivering might look at the government, the outgoing government, and Fine Gael in particular, after nearly a quarter of a century now in power, and decide not to vote for them. 14 years in power, I beg your pardon. Does the state deliver for more people right now than it doesn't deliver for?
That's a very hard question to answer. I think there are so many different sections in our society that are not being well served, that if you put them all together, you know, they do form a very sizable number. Whether that's a majority or a minority, I don't know. And a huge number of people who are not being well served are children who have no vote. And I think it's very interesting that the issue of child poverty, which is really considerable in this country, has not been raised really by, you know, any of the parties, even the parties on the left. I think that debate last night, you know, there were some comments about Sinn Féin, or sorry, about Fine Gael's proposal for this SSIA type savings scheme for, I think Mary Lou MacDonald said it, children who haven't even been conceived yet, while there are children in need of scoliosis treatment, and there are children living in emergency accommodation. There are also children awaiting mental health appointments. There are children in state care. There's no accommodation for them. There are children at high risk of self-harm that can't be accommodated. And I do think it's unfortunate that that hasn't been a part of our debate. Our debate has very much reflected, I would think, the debate in America. It's about the economy. It's about inflation. It's about the price of groceries. It's about me. It's about my needs. Just looking at that debate last night, I think, you know, to come out of a debate like that unscathed really is as good as you can hope to do on a good day. And I think most of them would have come out unscathed. I think Simon Harris was the one who maybe have some regrets about his performance. First of all, he had that awkward question to answer at the very start about Senator John McGann standing in Louth, which he handled in the same way he has been all along. There was one moment where I thought he let himself down when he was talking about the Niall O'Donnell case in Sinn Féin in Northern Ireland. And he talked about how the person who had been inappropriately contacted in that case had said in a newspaper interview that he felt Sinn Féin's response was like being mentally stabbed. And Simon Harris repeated those words 5 or 6 times, and it just seemed too rehearsed to me.
Just a final quick word from you, Aidan, about in terms of how people will decide on Friday week whether or not the state delivers for them or not.
Well, Ireland has a progressive welfare state. It taxes higher income earners and it redistributes through the welfare state. I mean, that's a fact, and it is one of the most successful welfare states in Western Europe. And it does, without that welfare state, there would be an awful lot more people in poverty. I think the question facing electorate is, I think the state relies very heavily on cash transfers. And the question really is, are cash transfers the way forward for the state in order to tackle these deep, complex social problems? Or does it require much more investment in public infrastructure and public services? And what we know from comparative research across Europe, it's investment in public services that creates the long-term solutions for these type of problems. So yes, the Irish state does have a welfare state. It is progressive. There's popular support for it. And it's funded through taxing higher earners. But the question is whether that's a solution for the long-term structural problems that faces the country. And I think that requires much more investment in public services.
Okay. Thank you both very much indeed for your thoughts this morning. Aidan Regan from UCD and Irish Times columnist Justine McCarthy.